bad reps, which is a martial arts instructor he had who basically said, you're always drilling some technique. Everything you do is laying down a habit for the future. You can't not do a habit. You're always drilling habituating stuff. All that you can choose to do is do a better habit or a worse habit. So like kind of with all of that put down, that lays the foundation for people to hopefully appreciate it's serious shit. Like doing things correctly and making sure that you try and be precise with your thoughts, your words, your actions, that you're truthful and honest with yourself and the other people around you, that you try and live with a bit of excellence. How you do anything is how you do everything. You know, I can keep throwing fucking Instagram quotes at you all you want, but the point is that you're always going to be drilling something, and it's really, really important that you get it right.
That was Chris Williamson, a former star on UK's Love Island and host of the widely known Modern Wisdom podcast. I am Emilio, your host for the Tapping Within podcast, and you may have guessed it, today we're talking all about drilling in new habits. As Chris just revealed, everything we do every day is either continuing to implant an existing habit or breaking an old one. This is important because we've explored on this podcast before with Dr. Bruce Lipton that we are run by our subconscious behaviors and programs. So success, happiness, and health is therefore a byproduct of our daily actions. It sounds so simple, and we all know why habits are so essential, but few of us are actually able to hack the how. That's why I wanted to introduce you guys to our friend Chris. He's interviewed some of the most interesting humans on the planet, and he's extracted patterns from them. Throughout this episode, he dropped countless life hacks to steer our life in the right direction. Let's start with one habit that we almost all share, our relationship to social media. The infamous infinite scroll, the pings, the likes. What shall we do if we're constantly pulled in by the algorithms? Let's hear what Chris thinks and get into some solutions.
It's fucking kryptonite, mate. Like, it's not good. It's not good. It's not, you cannot be all that you can be and be on social media at the same time. I'm adamant of it. Every phenomenal person that I know has a very disciplined relationship with social media or doesn't use it. You know, like, do you think Aubrey Marcus manages his own social media? Of course he doesn't. Do you think like Ben Greenfield? So a perfect example of this, Aubrey and Ben have both been on my show. I had them both follow me, or they followed me on Instagram, and I was able to get into their like inbox through that, which I then confirmed on email. And after I finished up recording with them, I then say, hey man, so like, it would be great to keep in touch. It would be blah, blah. I got a thing that I think you'd really enjoy. Should I just send you a DM or something? And both of them had the same reaction and the same face, which was like, no, I never check that thing. Just email me. Like, that was what it is. So, you know, what does it tell you? What does it tell you that the highest performing humans on the planet don't manage their own social media? Not Tim Cook. Steve Jobs, his children didn't have iPads growing up. Like, what's the number one rule of being a drug dealer? Don't get high on your own supply. So perfectly exactly the same. You know, if the biggest people in Silicon Valley are barring their children from using the technology that they create and the apps that they make, like, what does that tell you? I'm a huge, huge sort of anti-social media guy. But I appreciate that it's rich coming from someone who needs it to leverage his brand. But yeah, the goal for everybody should be to get to the stage where you don't need to care about your social media. Like, forget, what is it? Like, zero fucks given money. It's like zero fucks given social media. That's where you need to be at. Like, if you've got to the stage where you can just outsource it to someone, or your platform through something else, like maybe podcasting or writing or blogging or whatever, is so big that you don't need to use it, then you've liberated yourself from this. But sadly, it is a tool and a curse that you kind of need to use. And It's a required cost, I suppose, at the moment. But easiest solution that I've found is to use it like intermittent fasting. So I don't use my phone before 12 midday. I don't use my phone after 6 p.m. There you go. Like the most that I can use my phone, even if I sit on it for 6 hours during the middle of the day, is 6 hours. Like, that's it. But that's a great solution. Get a second device if you have the money. Buy like an iPhone 6 and put Instagram and Twitter and Facebook on that, and then keep your main phone for just messaging and the other stuff that you need to do. And then you're not tempted to constantly check it. You go out of the house, like you can record content on your camera, or you can make a download Instagram but log out of every account except for like just a private temporary account that you just record stories on. Download them, it'll link up to the cloud, and then when you get home you can just upload everything to your second phone. So that's a couple of the solutions that I've come up with. I sleep with my phone outside of my bedroom, so my phone is in the kitchen, which is a huge hack. If anyone's still sleeping with their phone next to their bed, just right now go and pick up the charger and move it to the kitchen or the living room, or at least the other side of the room. I promise you, within 2 weeks your quality of life will have improved by 10%. And while you're doing that, turn the sensitivity up on your trackpad so that you can move around your screen quicker. Those are my two life hacks.
The essence of what I feel Chris is saying is that social media is a powerful tool, and with that comes great responsibility and risk. We may risk getting sucked into a device and missing out on meaningful events, and we may fall prey to external influences that cloud our judgment. This message is about changing our relationship with social media, changing the way we use it so that it aligns with the vision we have for our life. These small life hacks, such as limiting our consumption of TikTok or Instagram as we would with food on an intermittent fast, or sleeping with our phones far away from us, can make our life a few or a lot of percentage points happier, healthier, and wealthier. Now let's get some modern wisdom from Chris on the actual mindset that he recommends to keep those lifestyle changes and habits.
You'll miss every target that you don't aim at, and it by not defining clear, bright lines around what is and is not success. Like, what constitutes today being a good day? Oh, well, I should have got up early. All right, well, what's early? Oh, well, like before 9. Okay, so 8? Well, no, like 7:30. Okay, so get up by 7:30. There's a rule. That's a success and failure. Like, treat yourself like a computer. You know, computer codes, if this, then that. Like, okay, if I get up in the morning, I need to get up by 7:30. I need to not use my phone before 12. I need to put my phone away by 6. I need to be in bed by 11. I need to read for 30 minutes. I need to meditate for 20 minutes. I need to drink this much water, eat this much food. Like, I know it sounds incredibly autistic to try and put stuff together in that way, but creating a framework, a very, very defined framework for success and failure, allows you in 3 years' time to never need to think about the framework. What did we say earlier on? No bad reps. You can't not drill a habit. You're always drilling something. So drill the right thing. Like, yeah, it's going to be effortful and it's going to suck a bit because you're like, I don't want to get up at 7:30. I want to get up at 7:45. Well, all right. But then tomorrow when you try and get up at 7:30, it's going to be harder because you didn't. So just do it now. Setting yourself rules. Like, what are the things, a good way to do this if you have a lot of choices, what would have had to have happened by the end of today in order for you to look back on today and say that it was a success? That is what a to-do list is. That's a to-do list. What would have had to have happened today for you to look back on it and say that it was a success? And if you do that every single day, that's life sorted. That overall, I wish that I'd taken my dog for a walk. Okay, take your dog for a walk. I would have probably spent some time with my girlfriend. Would have recorded a podcast, would have read a book, would have done this, would have done that. And again, what we're doing, we're creating that third party perspective, right? We're working ourselves out towards the remembering self. We don't need, it's always going to be cold, wet, tiring, aching, hungry, need the bathroom, need to drive her here, want to check social media. It's always going to be that. Always. That doesn't stop. Here's a cool thing for you I learned from a Robert Wright book the other week. Life is suffering, is a quote from Buddhism. The Buddha said, life is suffering, but the word for suffering that they're trying to translate is dukkha, D-U-K-A. Yeah, D-U-K-A, life is dukkha, suffering. But as with everything, they've tried to get the nearest close approximation of the translation, and some scholars contest that the word isn't suffering, but it's unsatisfactoriness. Life is unsatisfactoriness. And if you consider it as that, if you consider it as you're always going to be hungry, thirsty, need the bathroom, cold, tired, aching, whatever it might be, that's the entry price that you pay for being a human, right? Get past that. Like, it's always going to be that. So get past that, and then how can we move forward? And that's why Stoicism, I think, is having such a resurgence at the moment, because it's great when you've got periods that you need to be anti-fragile and resilient, and it helps you to focus on the things that matter. So, yeah, there's some bits.
Those were some powerful insights from Chris Williamson. I hope you feel as fired up as I do. We need to embrace discomfort and move forward in life. It all starts with tiny actions that lead to compounded results, like everything in life. I feel that the more we train ourselves to be self-disciplined, the more freedom we will create in our life. And that's exactly what we transmit at Live Beyond, our startup that delivers life-changing remote work experiences from around the world. We're going to Bali to Colombia for individuals and remote teams. Join us on the next experience where you'll learn all about building new habits, disciplined work practices, and life hacks. Check out our website, livebeyond.global, and apply to our upcoming destinations. Hope this episode gave you some perspective, and see you all next week.